kids I see is an 8-year-old wearing your jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's his dad's jersey that he had when he was a kid.
Might have been his grandfather.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's that mean to you to sort of see now that this, you know, there's a franchise here again and dad's...
It's special, I think. When the team left, I mean, all the guys that played here before, like, took a piece of their heart away, you know, and it's so good when it came back. And I know when they came back, all these guys, we were talking and, you know, communicating, and everybody's so excited. And, you know, now we're all so grateful that we have this opportunity to come back. And, you know, the team went away for quite a while, so you never knew if this day would ever come. Mm-hmm. It's special.
How often do you guys get together?
Well, we see certain guys now and then, you know, different charity events in the summer or winter, but everybody's busy all over the place, so it's great. You know, some of the wives we haven't seen in years, and, you know, it's kind of nice reuniting.
Does it bring something back for you, too, where you have a team again to sort of be a part of? You know, like when you make your name with a franchise and become beloved in a place, to have an NHL franchise here again.
Yeah, it is. It's like I said, it is very special. One thing people don't realize, in the 80s, there's probably a dozen guys that lived here year-round. You know, they're a real part of the community. A lot of kids were born here. My first was born here. A lot of wives are from here. So it's still a special place for that. Yeah, it's hard, you know. I think we tried to take care of all eras and, you know, guys and the amount of games they played, how long they were here, and, you know, there's always a few more guys you'd like to get in, but we only had so many spots, and, you know, the NHL is pretty strict on how many we could have, but, you know, if we could have had more, we would have. Absolutely, you know, and they should celebrate it just because they're not playing in the game. People want to see them, and they'll get a chance to see them over the next few days, so I'm glad a lot of them came. Just the whole 80s against them, you know, what a powerhouse they were, right? You know, the challenge to beat the Edmonton Oilers was incredible, and you know, now we look back on it, you see all the star power and the Hall of Famers they had, and, you know, we got to play against it quite often in the Smythe division, so that rivalry in itself was, you know, you got Gretzky leading the charges, Messier, Coffey, all those guys, Curry, and the list goes on and on, you know, Anderson, and we knew we were in for a challenge every night. We beat them a few times, we just couldn't get through them in the playoffs.
Dale, is it frustrating even all these years later to think about those teams coming together and not being able to overcome them?
Nah, I think everybody's moved on, you know. I mean, you've moved on and life changes, you know. We've been out of the game a long time now, and I think what we do is we look back on it and say how privileged we were to be in the same division and play against them, and you know, had we been able to get through them, you know, who knows how far we could have went. But when you get a chance to play against the type of players like that every, you know, quite often in your own division, that's why you signed up to play this game, you know, play with the best against the best, and they were definitely the best in that decade.
Yeah, how important is it to you that sort of all three eras of the Jets have been brought together here?
Well, I work with Mark a lot, Chipper, on this, and that was very important, especially with the hotline going in the Hall of Fame here, and just celebrating. It's a celebration to me of hockey in the prairies in Winnipeg, and you got two prairie towns playing in the Heritage Game. How good is that?
Have you worked with Gretzky much on this, like, concept, the idea of how you want to play the game?
No, we haven't. I think we're all dressing in the same room, so, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I think everybody just wants to have fun. Nobody's looking to embarrass anybody. But I'm sure, we've got a close game at the end there. Both teams will be trying to win.
Are you wearing helmets or tubes like they did in the first time?
I think we'll probably wear helmets, yeah. I think, this day and age and now, you know, guys don't want to take a chance, you know, something happening. But it'll be fun, you know. It's, like I say, it's a celebration of hockey out here, I think. And I think both teams are just looking forward to that.
How do you feel physically when you get out there?
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. You know, I'm on the ice as a coach, but pushing the quick twitch muscles and, you know, feel it in the legs and the lungs, you know, like, you, as a coach, you know, you're not pushing hard all the time. You're making sure everybody else is doing it.
Well, you look at people in the dressing room here, and not everybody's got the same fitness level, obviously.
No, you know, and it's hard as you get older, and you know, a lot of these guys are in their 60s, you know, like... You, when I was recruiting guys, you look at their ages and say, wow, I wonder if they're still playing, right?
Yeah.
First off, so. But they're smart. We'll let the puck do the work.
Yeah, you have Mike Ford's your oldest, right?
Mike's definitely the, you know, Morris played a little bit in WHA too, so. Yeah. But Mike's probably the original, from the original group. But, yeah, special to have him out here, especially him being local too.
Willie Lindstrom too, I hear.
Yeah, Willie's playing for Edmonton. I don't know if there's going to be a mega trade or not, but Willie still plays, so it's great.
When you think about the time you spent here, at the time, at the 70s, and now you look at this weekend coming back, you know, where does it fit? How do you put it in perspective? For the city, you know, for the franchise?
I think for everybody, it's... it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, you know. I think, and that's the way the guys looked at it, you know. Even if they weren't in great shape when they got the call, they thought, you know, I've got to trim a few pounds. I got to do this. You never get a chance again to do this. And it's special, and I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime for the fans, you know. This may be the last time you see, you know, these guys. And, of course, Gretzky, maybe the last time Gretzky plays an outdoor game. Who knows, right? You know, one of the greatest ever, and you get a chance to see him outdoors in Winnipeg.
Saw you take over the whiteboard there. What were you drawing up?
Oh, we're just trying to run a few drills. Same old guy screwed him up again, but, you know, some things never change. So, yeah, we're just trying to show some semblance out there. We tried to get him to do 10 push-ups at the end, but we narrowed it down to 5, just for the fans.
The same old guys.
Ask around. Somebody will tell you.
Who impressed you out there?
Well, Timo, you know, he is not too long from retirement, so he should be good. I'm just going to feed him all day, but actually everybody looked good, you know. I was happy to see that, you know, a little Bertum, the bandit, was kicking pads and making glove saves, so it's that's the toughest position, right? You know, goalies, a lot of them don't want to play anymore. They've seen enough rubber in their lifetime, right? But anyways, it was good. Good fun.
What kind of preparation do you have to do for this, or how long have you spent on skates recently to get ready?
Well, I'm busy coaching, so it's tough, but I try to skate a few laps after practice now and then, but you know, you don't want to overdo it too, you know. I retired because of my hip, so I've had knee surgery, so like a couple times I went hard and everything got a little more sore, so I said, hey, I better be careful how much I push it.